Hello, this is Chatterbox, the Norwich Talking Newspaper. This is edition number 2048, recorded on Thursday, the 14th of February 2019, St Valentine's Day. Today's edition of Chatterbox will be followed directly by the latest edition of our quarterly magazine, Chatteround. Call us on 01603 765 365, that's 765 365, with your news, views and comments. We always love to hear from you. Part one of Chatterbox will be read this week by
Alan Shirley
and Alison Aplin. We have several new listeners joining us this week. We are delighted to be joined by Tony Holmes, Mark Holmstrom and Mrs. Kathleen Edwards, all from Norwich, and by the residents of St John's House Care Home on Higham Road in Norwich. Welcome to Chatterbox. We hope you enjoy our weekly recordings. We'll have the usual news items from the evening news this week, plus letters from readers, information desk and three features, two of them reflecting today's Saints Day. But we'll start as usual with some of the stories making the news in Norwich.
The County Council has featured in several stories this week. A meeting of the Council was disrupted by climate change protesters. Our first two stories cover the arrests and then present the reasons why the protesters interrupt the Council meeting. The protesters were particularly unhappy with the proposals to extend the Northern Distributor Road. Meanwhile, another row over roads pit the Norfolk County Council against the Norwich City Council.
Four climate change protesters were arrested after bringing chaos to the council chamber at Norfolk County Council, which they invaded for 4 hours. The Extinction Rebellion campaigners were protesting over County Hall's commitment to a Western Link, the road which would connect the Northern Distributor Road to the A47. Just before the start of the crucial meeting where the council was due to set its budget, protesters wearing white T-shirts emblazoned with logos linked hands in the centre of the chamber. Paper aeroplanes were thrown towards councillors from the public gallery, while the campaigners sang protest songs, and Council Chairman Margaret Stone adjourned the meeting. She tried twice to reconvene it, but the group refused to budge. At about 12:30 p.m, the police asked the group to leave. An hour later, about a dozen police officers entered the chamber and started to remove the protesters. With assistance from private security staff, a number of the protesters were physically removed from the chamber, while others left voluntarily. And four of the campaigners were arrested.
We are living in an emergency. Climate change is happening far faster and its effects may be far worse than anyone had previously thought. The UN's Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change, made up of experts, last year warned that we have just 12 years to limit global warming to 1.5 degrees centigrade. Anything above that level of warming would mean catastrophic damage to life on Earth. At 2 degrees centigrade of warming, large parts of Great Yarmouth would disappear under rising seas. At 3 degrees or 4 degrees centigrade, the whole town would be gone. The clock is ticking, and every day of continued denial makes it harder to deal with. We know that the solutions to the crisis are there. Investing in warmer homes, green jobs, cleaner energy, public transport and public services instead of spending hundreds of millions to support polluters means a better world for all of us and for our children. We ask the council to acknowledge that. We are doing this for our children and yours. Three of the protesters were cautioned by police. Mr. Posnett, 57, from Great Barton in Suffolk, has been charged with a public order offence and bailed to Norwich Magistrates Court on Friday, March 15th.
City councillors are asking Norfolk's transport chiefs to rethink a decision over who looks after the roads of Norwich, dismissing a row between the two authorities as a petty local squabble. Fixing potholes, making highway improvements and civil parking enforcement is currently carried out by Norwich City Council on behalf of Norfolk County Council as part of a series of agreements which have been in place since the 1970s. But the county's Environment, Development and Transport Committee last month voted to terminate the existing agreement when it ends on March the 31st next year and to carry out the work themselves. Now, city councillors are hitting back at claims that they've been killing off the city and that footfall was falling due to pedestrianisation.